Welcome to the Central Media Office of Hizb ut-Tahrir's English podcast. Press release. The rulers of Pakistan have lost all shame before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and his servants, so they committed atrocities. Neither the unity of the Islamic Aqidah, the pure Iman, the Brotherhood of Islam, nor the Sharia rights of neighborliness were enough to prevent even silence and betrayal. The rulers of Pakistan went much further, threatening their brothers and neighbors with joining the war waged against them by America and the Jewish entity, under the pretext of a joint defense agreement. They conveniently forgot the covenant of Aqidah and the bond of Iman that connects them to every Muslim on earth. Which covenant is more binding, the documents defending the usurpers of the Haramain or the solemn covenant of Islam? On Tuesday, March 3rd, Pakistani Deputy Prime Minister and Foreign Minister Ishaq Dar confirmed that Pakistan had reminded Iran of the joint defense agreement with Saudi Arabia as part of its efforts to prevent any further Iranian attacks on American military bases established on Saudi soil. Speaking at a press conference in Islamabad, he said, quote, "I conveyed to the Iranian side about our defense pact, to which he asked me to ensure that KSA's land was not used. While everyone knows that Muslims in Iran, both Sunni and Shia, are brothers to the 2 billion Muslims worldwide, it is also becoming increasingly clear that Iran's rulers, like those of other Muslim countries, have no connection whatsoever to Islam or Muslims. They do not rule according to the Sharia law of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, nor do they govern their ummah according to Allah's prescribed Sharia laws. They have even gone so far as to openly declare their allegiance to America. Indeed, as Muhammad Ali Abtahi, Vice President to Iranian President Muhammad Khatami, stated at a conference in Dubai in 2004, America would not have been able to occupy Afghanistan and Iraq were it not for Iran. It was no secret that the Iranian regime, an American proxy, was complicit with Bashar al-Assad in his crimes, which have spanned more than a decade. These crimes included the most heinous atrocities, sparing neither the honor of women nor the blood of innocent Muslims. All the sacrifices made by the Iranian regime to appease America, serve its interests, and support its criminals in the region, particularly in Iraq and Syria, were of no avail with its American master. The U.S. decided that the regime's role was over, that the revolution claiming to represent Islam had outlived its usefulness, and that the existence of the mullah's regime was now hindering its new plan to establish a new Middle East under the leadership and dominance of the Jewish entity. So the U.S. began assassinating and eliminating its leaders one by one. Not content with this, it began emulating its protege, the Jewish entity, by targeting infrastructure and bombing schools and residential areas wherever it was suspected that any member of the regime might be present. Iran is not merely the Iranian revolution, nor its leaders who donned the cloak of Islam, but never truly ruled by it. Rather, Iran is the land of Imam Muslim, Bukhari, Tirmidhi, Ibn Majah, and countless other luminaries of Islamic civilization. Iran is a land belonging to the entire Islamic Ummah, and every Muslim in the world has a share in this Islamic land. Therefore, American aggression against it and its people is an aggression against the entire Islamic Ummah. The entire Ummah must rise up to defend its abode of Muslims, Iran and its people, the descendants of the Ummah's luminaries and ulama. No one should say, let America rid the country of its corrupt rulers, because the Ummah must remove its own thorns, not allow its enemy to do so, only to plant 1,000 more deeper and more poisonous ones in their place. The political and military leaders of Pakistan have no shame before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala or his servants. Instead of rushing to the aid of their brothers and neighbors, they have abandoned them just as they abandoned their brothers and families in Gaza. Instead of seizing this opportunity to free themselves from their subservience to America, they have deepened their subservience, thinking that by doing so they will appease it and remain sitting upon their crooked thrones. They have not learned from what America has done to its allies and supporters in Iran, Syria, Iraq, and elsewhere. Not content with the silence of those who claim being powerless. The political and military leaders of Pakistan have gone so far as to boast they will join America's war, just as they previously joined its so-called, quote, war on terror. They have retained not even a shred of the chivalry of even Abu Jahl, nor even a stance like that of the Spanish crusaders. The words of the Messenger of Allah, sallallahu alaihi wasallam, apply to them. إِنَّمَا أَدْرَكَ النَّاسَ مِنْ كَلَامِ النُّبُوَّةِ الْأُولَى إِذَا لَمْ تَسْتَحِي فَصْنَعْ مَا شِئْتَ. Among the things that people have learned from the words of the earlier prophets is, if you have no shame, then do as you please. Narrated by Al-Bukhari. O Muslims of Pakistan, O sincere officers of Pakistan, there is no longer any excuse for remaining silent about these despicable rulers who govern and lead you. It has become clear to all, with eyes to see and minds to understand, that these leaders are the root of all evil and the source of all disease, and that overthrowing them is the greatest Sharia obligation. If you do this, you will be freed from the shackles of the disbelieving Western colonizer, and you will be able to take control of your own affairs. So join hands with Hizb al-Tahrir and support it until you establish the Khilafah Rashida, rightly guided caliphate, on the method of prophethood. Only through it will you please your Lord and liberate yourselves and your ummah. Otherwise, your losses, setbacks, and humiliation will continue to increase until you reach the lowest of the low. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا اسْتَجِيبُوا لِلَّهِ وَلِلرَّسُولِ إِذَا دَعَاكُمْ لِمَا يُحْيِيكُمْ وَعَلَمُوا أَنَّ اللَّهَ يَحُولُ بَيْنَ الْمَرْءِ وَقَلْبِهِ وَأَنَّهُ إِلَيْهِ تُحْشَرُونَ. O you who have believed, respond to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and to the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam when he calls you to that which gives you life. And know that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala intervenes between a man and his heart, and that to him you will be gathered. Al-Anfal 24, Media Office of Hizb al-Tahrir in Wilaya, Pakistan.